This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show. Thanks for joining me this Tuesday for another 60 minutes of radio drama. We'll begin this week with The Key. Here an episode from 1956 titled Night Prowler. After that, it's Mr. Moto and the Basiloff Papers, this episode from June 24th, 1951.
Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Don't worry, Sam. I'll be all right.
Look, Meaner, it's a long way from town.
Oh, only 8 miles?
Try running it when you're in a hurry.
I'll be all right.
Oh, sure, you'll be all right, but just for laughs, why don't you come into town? You can put up at a hotel and I won't have to worry all night.
Sam, I've lived in this house for 20 years.
True.
And nothing more interesting than a broken water pipe has ever happened.
But 8 miles from town in the dark, might as well be 50 miles.
Oh, no.
And you had a husband and a couple of kids to fill the joint. I don't like it.
You're sweet.
Stubborn, too.
No.
So you don't care if I worry my head off all night?
It'll do you good. Oh, please, Sam. I'll be all right, honestly. And I've got the phone.
Oh, yes, you've got the phone. I suppose some guy who breaks in is going to be nice and sporty. He'll give you time to phone the police and then wait till they turn up. I don't think.
Nothing has ever happened in 20 years.
Is that a guarantee that nothing will happen tonight?
You're a good friend, Sam.
I'd like to keep being a good friend. I don't want to send flowers to you, too.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Good. I'll have a drink while you pack a bag.
No, Sam. I'm not leaving. I don't see why I should be driven out of the house I helped to build and live in for 20 years just because there's been some talk of a night prowler.
Not just talk, Meaner. This guy's poison.
I lock all the doors and bar all the windows and sleep with a shotgun by the bed. And I'll tell you what. If the people don't buy the place tomorrow, I'll get Mrs. Anders to stay with me. And if they do decide to take it, I'll move into town till we complete the deal.
But that's crazy. If you're willing to move tomorrow night, why not tonight?
I want to spend one last night in my own house on my own. Well, it's sentimental, I suppose. That's what I want to do.
Change your mind?
No.
Well, if you want me for anything, just ring.
Thanks, Sam.
That's what friends are for.
I guess so.
I've always thought that we were more than friends, Meaner. When we were at school together, there was always you and me and Pete and... Well, Pete won out.
Maybe you were the lucky one.
Oh, no.
Things happen, Sam. That's a silly thing to say, I know, but...
I know what you mean. Things do happen.
Good night, Sam.
And don't forget, I'm only as far away as the phone.
It's good to have friends.
See you first thing. Lock everything, won't you?
Bolted and padlock.
Bye.
Hello?
Poor Sam. First time I ever thought about him as the worrying kind. Well, House, this is probably the last time we'll be together. With Pete gone, I don't suppose there's much reason for staring at memories. I hope the people who buy you look after you. Lock all the doors and lock all the windows. Keep the creatures of the night from entering our domain. Now make sure the furnace is working and the cat's outside. See that the fire can't burn us in our beds. Close and lock another window. Dear Sam. All right, Sam, I'm not dead or dying. I'm safe at the house. Yes, Sam.
Mrs. Gray?
Yes.
Mrs. Gray, who owns the house for sale?
Who is that speaking?
Cleaver Bowman.
Oh, Mr. Bowman, you gave me a start.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a late hour to phone, I know.
Oh, just put it down to my own thoughts, not the phone call.
Are you alone, Mrs. Gray?
Why, yes. Why do you ask?
No reason.
What can I do for you, Mr. Bowman? Is it about our appointment tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing's wrong, I hope.
Nothing at all, at least not with the house or my intention to buy.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
I've had an urgent message from my agent in the city, Mrs. Gray. It means I'll have to leave here before morning.
Oh, dear, I am sorry.
It means I won't be able to keep my appointment with you.
Oh.
I know how much the sale of the house means to you, Mrs. Gray.
Do you?
Well, at least I'm aware that your financial troubles are... Anyway, I know what a disappointment this must be.
Well, it is, rather. But I dare say I'll weather it through.
I'm sorry that I can't possibly think of buying the house without further inspection, Mrs. Gray.
Oh, I realize that.
I do really want to buy a place in this area. Your house seems to fit the bill admirably.
Couldn't we put things off for a day or two?
I'm afraid it'd be for a month or two once I get to the city.
Oh. Well, that seems to be that, doesn't it? Thanks very much for calling me.
Mrs. Gray?
Yes?
There's a rather simple way out of all this.
I can't think of any possible way.
I could see the place now.
Now? But it's past midnight.
I realize that, of course, and it's up to you, but if you want to sell that house of yours, Mrs. Gray...
Oh, of course I do.
I have to see it now, or I'm afraid not at all. At least for several months.
I don't know.
You could find another prospect, I suppose, but I know that houses of that size are very hard to shift, especially this far from the city.
It's terribly late.
It's up to you, Mrs. Gray.
I don't really know.
You're not frightened, are you, Mrs. Gray?
Oh, no, of course not. It's merely the inconvenience of the time.
To gain one's end, one has to put up with quite a few inconveniences in this life.
Will you be bringing Mrs. Bowman?
There is no Mrs. Bowman. My wife died some 10 years ago.
You'll be on your own?
That's right.
Oh. Very well, Mr. Bowman. I'll expect you in half an hour.
In half an hour? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's really no trouble at all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Bowman. Hello, Minna Gray. Will you please explain to yourself why you're trembling like a leaf? A man rings with a perfectly straightforward request, which will make you money and take the house off your hands, and you very nearly tell him to go away. Don't behave like a stupid child. Mr. Bowman?
Mrs. Gray.
Oh, come in, will you?
Thank you.
Well, now, where would you like to start?
I'd like to start by taking off my overcoat. It's rather warm in here.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I'm a bad hostess. Would you like some coffee or something? I have some made.
Thank you.
Well, if you'll come through here. Yeah,
this is a beautiful house, Mrs. Gray. Must be very difficult to leave it.
It is. My husband and I built it ourselves. Oh, we didn't actually put up the bricks, but every penny we ever earned went into this place. Houses are like people. Sometimes they return affection. This house has had so much love that... I'm sorry.
Go on.
Sit down and I'll pour. Black?
Please.
You'll have to forgive me for the phone conversation, being on my own.
I understand.
And there's been a night prowler at work around here for the past couple of months. Makes you a little wary.
Of course.
The house has 5 bedrooms, 2 floors, an attic.
Let's finish the coffee first, then business.
What business are you in, Mr. Gilman?
I sell things.
Oh. Have you been in this district long?
A couple of months.
The same time as... I hate to appear. I'm really very tired. Would you mind if we had a look over the place now?
Not at all. You go ahead and show me. I'll be right behind.
And here's the study. It's quite large, and there's a desk and bookcases.
How far away is your nearest neighbor?
Nearest neighbor? About 4 miles, I suppose.
Not even shouting distance.
No.
Still, if you had any trouble, you could use the phone.
Phones can be cut.
Yes, they can.
And the windows are connected by a burglar alarm system.
How very clever.
Well, I think you've seen all the house.
What about the cellar?
The cellar?
The house does have a cellar, doesn't it?
Why, yes, of course. The furnace and...
I'd like to see it.
But there's nothing there to...
I'd like to see it.
Oh, but,
Please.
Yes, of course. It has 2 entrances, one from the kitchen and one from the outside. That's the coal and so forth. But there's really nothing down there that could possibly interest you. I'm sure. So if you do insist.
I do.
Before we go down, would you mind if I made a phone call? I know it's late, but I've got to tell someone something. I won't be a moment.
What's wrong with the kitchen extension?
Yes, of course.
Anything wrong, Mrs. Gray?
The phone's dead. Hello? Hello?
A breakdown on the line. Was it terribly important?
Yes, it was, rather.
I'm afraid it'll have to wait.
Yes, I suppose so.
Could we continue the search? The cellar, Mrs. Gray?
Yes, of course.
After you.
I don't think the light works, but there's a torch on the shelf. Thank you.
These steps are a little steep, aren't they?
A little.
Nice, snug little cellar. No dampness?
None at all.
Cellars fascinate me, you know. Have done since I was a child. We spend all the time in our cellar, looking through all the old dusty treasures. Yeah, I used to dream myself in the most fabulous situation.
The furnace is very good, nearly new, and there's plenty of storage space.
When did your husband die, Mrs. Gray?
About 12 months ago.
I'm sorry. Shame that a woman of your beauty must spend her time alone.
I don't mind solitude.
Being alone can sometimes be very dangerous.
Do you mind if we go upstairs?
What's the matter?
What, nothing.
You're trembling.
It's cold down here.
Oh, it's warm down here.
I want to go upstairs, Mr. Bowman.
Surely you're not frightened of me.
Please let me pass.
I can assure you there's nothing.
Let me pass.
Mrs. Gray, I don't
Take your hands off me. Let me go. Let me go.
Nina, where are you?
More visitors, Mrs. Gray.
Nina!
Better put the poor chap out of his misery.
It's all right, Sam. Coming.
Someone obviously concerned for your safety.
Obviously.
With no good reason, either.
In the kitchen, Sam.
sorry to yell like that, but I was...
You were what?
Sam, this is Mr. Bowman.
Hi.
He's the buyer I was telling you about.
What's he doing?
I've been looking over the house. It's quite charming.
Couldn't you have picked a better time?
The time was picked for me. Circumstances, you know.
No, I don't know.
Please, Sam, let's go into the lounge and have a drink.
Good idea. What's that room through there?
It's a tiny apartment, actually. We built it for our son when he first married. Then they managed to get a house.
Let's have a look. Will you excuse me?
Yes, of course.
When I buy something, I like to know all about it.
Nina, are you crazy?
I don't think so.
Letting that guy in here. What's the matter with you?
Quiet, Sam. He might hear you.
I should worry. For all I know, he might be the prowler they've been having trouble with. You should have your head read, Mina. You really should.
Yes, Sam.
I'll stay here to see that he shoves off properly.
All right, Sam.
Talk about heart failure. When I saw that car pulled in and the lights went on, I said to myself...
That's a neat little apartment, isn't it?
Mina, I stay here to...
Yes, Sam.
I said it's a charming little...
Oh, why, yes, it is.
Funny time to be looking things over.
Very funny. Rather an odd time for your visit, too.
Mrs. Gray and I are old friends.
Quite.
What do you mean by that?
Your drink, Sam.
Thanks.
Mr. Bowman.
Thank you. Well, here's to a successful negotiation. I'm sure we'll be able to arrange the sale without any trouble now, Mrs. Gray.
I hope everything turns out well for you, Mr. Bowman.
Now, as for the price, would you mind if we discuss this in private, Mr.
Bowman? I'll sit here.
I'd prefer to...
Mr. Bowman, Sam is an old friend of mine. I don't see any harm in...
He may be an old friend of yours, Mrs. Gray, but I hardly know the man. And I don't want the sale and price of the house to be town property by tomorrow.
That does it.
Would you mind waiting in the study, please?
Yes, I would mind.
Sam.
Okay, if that's the way you want it.
Thank you.
Just arranging things in the middle of the night isn't the way I like to do business.
I hope I wasn't too rude.
It's your affair, Mr. Bowman.
Right, now... Let's discuss price.
Sam, will you stop worrying about me?
I didn't like him. What a thing to do. Come all the way out here in the early hours of the morning. How do you know he's the right man anyway?
He's going to buy the house.
Have you seen the color of his money?
He'll have a check sent from the city.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Go home, Sam.
I want you to come back with me. We'll arrange a room at the hotel and you'll stay there.
Sam, I'm just as foolish as you are. Now go home. Your man must have wondered what was the matter with me. The way I behaved, you'd think he...
The way you behaved. The way he behaved that worries me. I don't like him. And another thing...
Good night, Sam.
I'm not going to let you...
I can't stand here all night arguing. Please go home.
All right. But I'm telling you that I don't like
it. I know, Sam. You've told me before. Good night, Sam. Please, I'm very tired.
Lock the place up and don't open the door to anyone, you hear?
I hear. There. Who is it? Oh. Sam and his warnings have given me the jitters. You're a fool, Minna Gray. Go back to sleep. Who is it? There's someone out there. Why don't you speak? I'm coming out, and I've got a gun. I'll shoot it. No one. Dreaming. No, I'm not dreaming. I should have gone with Sam. I know you're in the house, and I have a gun. If you leave quietly, I won't call the police. Do you hear me?
I know you're somewhere in the house. Where are you?
Well, there's only one way to find out, my girl. You go downstairs and you search the place. Go on. Walk downstairs. You've got a loaded gun. No one can possibly hurt you. You just point the gun, point it at me, and you pull the trigger. Now what do you do? Who is it?
It's me, Sam. Sorry if I frightened you.
I thought it was... Well, I don't know what I thought.
I heard you yell out.
Why didn't you answer me?
Because I thought I saw someone moving around outside. I wanted to be sure. Sorry.
Oh, I nearly died of fright.
You have to point that gun at me.
Oh, dear. I could have shot you.
I'm glad you didn't.
Well, so am I. What are you doing here, Sam?
I'm worried. I thought that character might come back.
Well, I told you I'd be all right.
What's funny?
Oh, this gun. It isn't loaded.
You'd have been in a great pickle, wouldn't you?
I suppose so. I don't think I'll be able to go back to sleep now. This house hasn't seen so much drama in a long time.
It's a pity you've got to sell it, Nina. Why don't you cancel the sale?
No, Sam. I can't do that. It's sold and that's that.
Pity. It's a nice house. I was always jealous of you and Pete and the thing you got out of this place.
Jealous?
Yeah.
Sam, I know this is becoming a bore all around, but would you please not worry me? I was sound asleep, as happy as could be, and you had to frighten the life out of me. Oh, now, don't get that hangdog look about you. Go home and worry about yourself for change.
I'd rather worry about you. Nina, I didn't like the look of that Bowman guy. I don't know why, I just didn't like the look of him, that's all.
Now, go home.
Especially with the phone being off, you never know what could happen.
How did you know about the phone, Sam?
You told me.
No, I didn't.
You must have.
Not a word about it, Sam. Not one word.
What? Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Like I don't know what.
Not you. Anyone else, but not you.
You must have told me about the phone. It was Bowman did it.
He was in the room when the phone was cut.
He could have done it before he arrived, couldn't he?
But the fact is, Sam, that I didn't tell you anything about it. Get out now. Go on.
Make me.
I've still got the gun and I'll use it.
What'll you use for bullets? All right, Nina, it was me. I cut the wire. I wanted to come out here and talk to you, that's all. I didn't want any disturbance. Wanted to try and talk you out of selling the place. I didn't want you to go away. I wanted to make sure you didn't go away.
I'm in love with you, Nina. I always have been.
The house is sold, and I'm leaving as soon as possible. Tomorrow.
No, I waited 20 years for Pete to die.
Sam.
Because I knew you should have married me. I'm not letting 20 years go by the board. 20 years of being married to someone else. Hateful, horrible years.
Get away from me, Sam. Get away.
Nina, I'm serious about this. You need to marry me, you'll not see the daylight. You hear me, Nina?
No, Sam. Please, no. No.
The lady said no.
You, get away. Go on, get away.
Mr. Bowman.
There are several policemen waiting outside, Sam.
What are you talking about?
You worried me, Sam. When I got back to the village, I hunted up the local law.
Did you know?
When the local law heard my story, they nodded wisely at each other and came along with me. They've been worried about you for quite a while, Sam.
No. Sam wouldn't.
Sam did. He's the night prowler. Sam isn't very well. Waiting outside.
It isn't true, Mina. It isn't...
Outside, come on.
It's not true. It's not true.
You might brew some coffee, Mrs. Gray. I think we'll need some.
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.
is Mr. Moto. Mr. I.A. Moto.
NBC presents the world's greatest international secret agent, Mr. I.A. Moto. Based on the popular Japanese character created by Pulitzer Prize winner John P. Marquand. Mr. Moto is fighting communism and its attendant evils. Quietly, courageously, constantly. Tonight's story, The Basiloff Paper. Starring Mr. Moto. Mr. I.A. Moto.
Everything in my training, my ancestry, and my soul revolted at the desecration of Commander Haley's grave. He was buried here in the American cemetery at Yokohama. The Basiloff paper had been buried with him, hidden in the heel of his right shoe. I had no choice but to rob his grave. With the help of Major Grant, on loan from the Occupation Army as my assistant, it was done quietly and respectfully. We dug silently from midnight until 2 a.m. Fortunately, the cemetery in Yokohama is outside the city, and we were not disturbed. When Commander Healy's coffin was exposed, we bowed our heads.
Our respect, Commander Haley.
The paper is in the heel of the right shoe, Major Grant.
Can't we risk a light?
No. In Yokohama, even graveyards have eyes. Open the coffin.
Yes, sir. Shall I just take it?
Commander Haley has already given his life for his country. He would not now quibble at giving so small an item as his right shoe. Yes, remove it.
Okay. Here.
Now, close the coffin.
All right. I want to make sure the paper is in the shoe.
I am sure. Let us get back to my hotel quickly. Fill in the grave, Major Grant, and let the earth fall gently. Heroes deserve repose that is undisturbed. Go ahead, Major Grant.
Thanks.
Everything has gone very, very well. I am very, very pleased.
I don't mind telling you. I'm glad it's over.
Yokohama is a nervous city.
Nervous city? It's more than that. It's evil. I could almost feel Liu Kang watching us in that graveyard. Thinking about that man gives me cold shivers.
I know. He is probably the most evil man in the world.
How can men like him get started, even in China?
Opium, bandits, smuggling. He is rich. He can buy men to murder, terrorize, blackmail.
Mr. Moto, just exactly what is the Basiloff paper?
It affects the entire balance of power in the Pacific. The nation who owns it could send a submarine across the Pacific 4 times without refueling. Commander Haley has followed this paper all over the Orient. At last he found it, but the communists murdered him. Before he died, he told his servant where it was hidden. The servant told me. Now, have you a penknife?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Can you get the heel off?
Yes. Ah. Major Grant, tonight the gods have smiled on our efforts.
Is that it?
Yes.
Huh?
But this is incredible.
What?
Here, read it.
Well, I can't read Chinese.
I was so very, very sure.
Mr. Moto, what is it? What's the matter?
This is not the Basiloff paper.
You mean we...
This says the paper itself is hidden in the house of Ma Fushan at Fuyu. It is a village in China near Hong Kong. I have failed.
Look, you did everything you could.
I shall go to Fuyu.
Go. Are you nuts? Fuyu is an enemy territory.
I know that.
You'd be knocked off so fast you wouldn't know what happened.
I will not allow Liu Kaiyang and that woman to triumph.
Remember, they haven't got it either.
My mission was to get the Basiloff paper for the United States. I have failed. At the moment, it is hidden in a remote Chinese village. Until it is either in my possession or destroyed, I have failed. Major Grant.
Yes.
The Morioka sails from Yokohama for Hong Kong in the morning.
And the minute you got off in Hong Kong, you'd be dead.
Get me a ticket, please.
Komodo, this is so dangerous. I flew P-38s in the war. I'm not a coward, but... Well, I'm telling you, I've never been so afraid in my life as I've been the last 3 days. Liu Kaiyang isn't human. It's pure terrorism.
Major Grant, I am not asking you...
I know you're not, but... You think I'd let you tackle this alone?
Thank you, Major Grant. Very, very much. You are a loyal friend.
I'm not... Okay.
Get our tickets and make the necessary arrangements. We will go aboard the Morioka as early as possible tomorrow morning.
Mr. Moto, let's go down to our cabin. Staying on deck is dangerous.
But the view of the docks is beautiful.
We were followed from the hotel.
The coolie? I know.
We're walking right into their backyard. 1 foot outside the international settlement in Hong Kong, and we're dead. Just like that.
Please, Major Grant, let us be cheerful.
Cheerful?
We are sailing from Yokohama, one of the most famous ports in the world.
Mr. Moto.
What is it?
Quick. Turn your back to the gangplank.
Ah.
I told you they wouldn't let us out of Yokohama.
Liu Kaiyang?
Yes, with about 10 servants who look like professional wrestlers. The Russian woman is with them.
Have they seen us?
It'll only be a matter of time.
I will go instantly to the cabin. Join me there the moment they raise the gangplank.
I tell you, we're both going to end up as corpses in the middle of the China Sea.
Who is it?
Red, let me in.
I don't think they saw me.
Well?
Liu Kaiyang will get to the crew. They're all Chinese. I tell you, we're dead.
Major Grant, we are on a Japanese boat bound for a city under British control. Most important of all, we are American citizens.
And the whole darn crew, every one of them, is Chinese. Kaiyang's traveling with 10 servants, and one of them is that big mute.
Let us reconstruct what they are thinking. They believe I have the Bakunov paper. That is why they are following me. They will search this cabin. When they find nothing, they will assume I am carrying it on my person. They will not dare to attack me on the ship. They will wait until we dock in Hong Kong. Do you agree?
No. If they search the cabin and don't find it, they'll toss you overboard. Liu Kaiyang will find some way of killing you. On or off the ship won't matter.
Where is his cabin?
Oh, he's traveling to Lux. A deck. 5 cabins in a row, 10 servants, the Russian woman and himself.
She is a mistress, probably playing both sides against the middle. I am not sure she is Russian.
She calls herself Alexandra Karanska.
She is what we would call at home, a dish.
Oh, yes, indeed. Garbo, Irene Dunn, Alola Massey, all rolled into one.
Find out if she knows it was not the Bakunov paper, but only a message.
Just ask her.
Come, Major Grant. You are 33, you are good-looking and strong. You will have no difficulty picking up an acquaintance in the bar. Talk to her. Find out if she knows that what we have is not the Bakunov paper.
Major Grant, we have walked 11 times around this city. Must we be so athletic?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you tired?
I see no point in ruining my feet. Let us stand here at the rail.
All right. Well, night, isn't it?
Very beautiful. Those must be the lights of Kawasaki. We will soon reach the Asumi Street.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Major Grant, may we drop the amenities now?
What do you mean?
You are traveling with Mr. Moto. After all, the Morioka is not the Queen Mary. Major Grant, I wish you would trust me. I do not want the Chinese communists to have the Bakunov paper either.
Just whose side are you on?
Was it in Commander Haley's shoe? Please tell me, did Mr. Moto get it?
You don't know?
If I did, I wouldn't ask.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to know. Thanks for a charming evening. If you'll excuse me, I'll just...
You will come this way, Major Grant.
Look, let's not be dramatic. You can't shoot guns off on a boat like this.
Thanks.
You'd have the whole ship in an uproar. Quit acting like a flea-bitten Matahari. Holy cat. Oh.
This is Cheng, He is a mute. His tongue was torn out in a wrestling competition at the Imperial Palace in Nanking. He has been known to break a man's neck quite silently in 4 seconds. Abex is quite the best.
That, won't be necessary.
Need to grant you are charming. This way, please.
Oh, are we going visiting?
Lu Kaiyang would like to talk to you.
Say, his parties must be doozies, huh? The guests don't turn up, he just breaks their necks.
You have quite a sense of humor, have you not? This door, please. Where's Sang Ong the Fun?
If he lays a finger on me, I tell you, I'll screen his boat down.
Major Grant, I presume.
You do. But I won't argue about it. And look, would you mind asking Buster here to stop breathing down my neck? It reminds me of rope for cheese.
King Batang, you and Alexander have had a visit?
I do not think they have got it.
Did you find out?
No.
Let's see. Major Grant, this is all very, very dangerous. I bear no ill will towards you or Mr. Moto, but I mean to have that paper. If you were not an American citizen, I would have you stabbed and thrown overboard. Instead, you will give me your passport.
Try and get it.
Jing, Dong Chuan Guoyang.
You come near me, you big ape. I tell
Alexandra, will you go through the barbarian's pockets? To touch him makes me ill. Even the smell of him is disgusting.
Yes, here it is.
Here are the pages. Excellent. The most effective way of preventing Major Grant from disembarking at all in Hong Kong. And now, Alexandra, you may work on Mr. Moto without interference. Begin immediately. Oh, and, Alexandra.
Yes?
The man who holds the Basilov paper also holds the Pacific. I intend to have it. I intend to be that man. I know you would not be so foolish as to...
To what?
No, you would not. Otherwise, I would turn you over to Cheng.
Lu Kaiyang, please.
Now you may begin on Mr. Moto. Go.
Who is it? Mr. Moto, let me in, please. Ah, let me in quickly. They may be watching me. What I am doing is so dangerous. So dangerous.
In beautiful Russian.
I am not Russian. I was Russian.
You were Russian.
My real name is Sonia Basilov.
Basilov?
Peter Basilov was my father. The Basilov paper belongs to me.
I was right. You are playing both the sides against the middle.
My father and I got out of Russia when I was a little girl. He didn't think the regime could last. It did last. They wanted him, a scientist, to invent according to the party line. As if molecules were cognizant of politics. We escaped, and he took the Basilov paper with him. It was all he had, all he was able to say.
I am so very, very interested. Please, go on.
Always he hounded. From Moscow to Paris, to New York, to Buenos Aires. Then finally to Shanghai. Always the secret police were 2 steps behind us. One night, when I was visiting with friends, they broke into our house.
In Shanghai?
Yes. They beat my father so badly that he died. He gave the Basilov paper to a faithful Chinese servant named Ma Fushan. Ma Fushan took it to Commander Haley. When he left Commander Haley's hotel, he was shot. The next morning, Commander Haley was also murdered. Lu Kaiyang had them killed.
You are making muddy water clear, my child.
I've got to get it, Mr. Moto. I have no money, no country. The Basilov paper is all I have, and it rightfully belongs to me. I knew Lu Kaiyang had you and Major Grant watched the night you opened Commander Haley's grave. Please tell me, did you get it?
Miss Basilov.
Please, in the name of heaven, don't call me that. Karanska.
Miss Karanska, what have you done with Major Grant?
Lu Kaiyang has been tied up in one of the cabins on A-deck.
Can you release him?
I dare not.
You must.
Lu Kaiyang will kill me. He's suspicious now. He'll get me to Chang'e. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. tired and so afraid.
I will make a bargain with you. I will tell you where the Batilov paper is hidden, provided I arrive safely at the Imperial Hotel in Hong Kong.
Somehow, you must get off this boat before we dock.
Suppose we begin by your securing Major Grant's release.
You do not have the conception of what you ask me to do. It's like making love to death, to horror.
You want to know where the paper is. I need Major Grant's help to get off this boat. It is a fair exchange.
All right. I'll do the best I can.
Let us hope, my child, you exceed your best. Otherwise?
Otherwise?
The Batilov paper will be lost to the world. Forever. Her exquisitely chiseled face was white with terror. Rightly or wrongly, I believed her. The Morioka surged through the black night and the phosphorescent South China Sea. By noon the next day, it had approached quite close to the south coast, and I could see from my portal the ceaseless, teeming world of China, with its poverty, its despair, its communism. There were launches, tugged Chinese junks under sail, moving ponderously under great banks of brown canvas slatted with bamboo. By three, we were entering the approaches to Hong Kong Harbor. In another 2 hours, we were docked, and still no word from Major Grant. The beautiful Russian had either failed or lost her nerve. I stripped down to nothing but my trousers and resolved to wait until the last possible moment for Major Grant. Who is it?
It's me, Grant.
Ah! You are all right?
Yes, the girl got me out of it.
How?
Made up a story about my having a heart condition. Told Liu Kaiang that if I died, the whole U.S. Navy would want to know why. He tore up my passport.
He tore up your passport?
The girl did the tearing. Liu Kaiang gave the orders. Mr. Moto, without a passport, I'll be on this boat for life.
Listen, Major Grant, very careful. I suppose that at this moment, the Batilov paper is one of the most vital pieces of information in the world. Every foreign agent in Europe has been after it for months. The whole balance of power in the Pacific hangs on this one piece of paper. I have got to get it.
First, you've got to get off this boat.
I intend to jump overboard.
Jump overboard?
Now listen carefully.
Man, you'll drown. Don't be crazy. You can't
jump
overboard.
We are less than a mile from the coast.
Moto.
Please do not interrupt. I will swim ashore and make my way to the international settlement. Then I will register at the Imperial Hotel.
Right.
Then I will go to Sir John Redding at the British Embassy. He can easily arrange for an American citizen to disembark in Hong Kong without benefit of passport. He will have somebody from the embassy meet the Morioka when it docks and see that you get ashore safely.
Okay, what's next?
The message said the Batilov paper was hidden in the house of Ma Fushan at Fu Yu. Ma Fushan has a son living in Hong Kong. I will visit him. While I am doing this,
yes,
call on Sir John Redding at the British Embassy yourself.
What for?
Tell him the whole story, everything. You can trust him completely.
All right, then what?
Ask him if we can borrow a plane, any kind of a plane.
You mean we'll fly to Fu Yu?
If that is where the Batilov paper really is.
But it says that in the message, the house of Ma Fushan in Fu Yu.
I suspect the message we found in Commander Haley's shoe is a lie.
But
never mind why. I will find out from the son of Ma Fushan. Now, give me your rubber tobacco pouch.
Look, I just don't figure...
Give it to me quickly, Major Grant. It is watertight. Thank you. Now, the paper... Good. You will have to carry my passport.
Right.
Some money?
Here.
Good. Now, open the portal.
Are you sure you can swim that far?
I would rather drown than lose the battle of paper. Open the portal.
All right.
Do not worry, Major Grant. We will dine together at the Imperial Hotel this evening. Help me up, please.
I'm sure glad I'm with you, not against you.
I can just get through. Sometimes it is good to be small.
Mr. Moto, the launch!
Watch out for the launch!
Mr. Moto, I am Liu Kaiang. Welcome to my humble house.
Your lunch might have killed me.
Life is cheap in the Orient. I thought you might attempt something like this. I arranged to have my launch follow the Morioka from the moment she entered the Hong Kong estuary. You have been bathed and fed. You are standing before me in my clothes. The lowliest Chinese coolie would have bowed and thanked me. However, you have already sung for your supper, Mr. Moto. We found a message in your tobacco pouch. Here is the pouch. Your money is still in it.
Thank you.
My chauffeur will now drive you to the Imperial Hotel. The clothes you may consider as the grateful gift of Lu Kaiyang.
Bathanoff, you're looking very beautiful.
You promised, Miss Moto, to give me the message if you got safely to the Imperial Hotel. You are here. I released the American. I've kept my part of the bargain. Now tell me, please.
Major Grant will be here directly. He is arranging for a plane.
But the message, you promised.
The message in Commander Healy's shoe said that the Bathanoff paper was hidden in the house of Ma Fu Shan at Fu Yu. Ma Fu Shan's son lives in Hong Kong. I have talked with him. The message is a lie. Ma Fu Shan never lived in Fu Yu. He lived at a farm village, Wang Ten, a few miles outside of Qingzhou.
Yes, Wang Ten. I know it well.
Excellent.
Well, I got it. God bless the British Empire.
A plane?
It'll be warmed up and waiting for us at 6 tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Very, very good. By the time Lu Kaiyang discovers the message is a lie, we will have the Bathanoff paper ourselves.
Before we go any further, will somebody please tell me exactly what the Bathanoff paper is?
Miss Bathanoff, if you please.
Miss Bathanoff?
Yes. I am his daughter. My father worked with crude petroleum, Major Grant. He invented a catalytic process of cracking crude oil so that 1 gallon will do the work of 3. The Bathanoff paper is a chemical analysis of this process based on the Schweissach formula. It enables an oil-driven battleship or a submarine to cruise almost indefinitely without refuel.
Wow.
Now, quickly, Major Grant, the map.
Yes, I got them.
Wang Ten is near Qingzhou. There. Along the line of the Mukden-Tinsen Railroad, we will fly over the sea to the Pohai Gulf.
Otherwise, we will be shot down by the communists.
A necessary risk. Then inland to the village. Miss Bathanoff, once we have landed, how long will it take us to locate the house of Ma Fu Shan, get the paper, and return to the plane?
Oh, the village is small. 10 minutes.
Major Grant will be our pilot. The plane is adequate?
The best.
We take off at 6 a.m, then. Is it not very, very nice that Americans and British are such very, very good friends? We flew without incident to the village of Wang Chen in 3 hours. Sight of us appearing so suddenly from the sky brought out the entire village. The simple, kind faces watched us eagerly. Major Grant stayed with the plane. A man took Alexandra Bathanoff and me quickly to the house of Ma Fu Shan. It reminded me of a peasant house in France. The floor was mud. There was a stove made in Illinois. A crude wooden dresser with cooking utensils. Ma Fu Shan's nephew, Sui Dan, took the paper from its hiding place and gave it to us.
If you please, Mr. Moto, sir, I will hand paper only to daughter of Bathanoff.
Thank you, Sui. Leave us.
If soldiers have seen plane, it will soon be too late to leave at all.
We will hurry. Goodbye, Mr. Moto.
Goodbye.
I am staying here. This house is quiet. I am tired.
Then give me the paper.
No.
Give it to me.
Keep away.
Not in the stove. Don't burn it, I beg you. Give it to me.
No.
I will pay you $1 million.
No.
In American money.
No. No one will have it. I am sick of war. Sick, sick, sick of it. All my life there has been guns and murder and terror and misery. My father invented this thing for peace, Spatoloff.
Not in the stove. Please.
I tell you, there can be no more guns, no more soldiers, no more battleships. For all of history, men have been fighting. Kill, kill, kill. Murder for freedom, murder for religion. But kill, always kill. The world has gone insane, Mr. Morto. And my father will not contribute to that paranoia. There is not enough money in the world to buy this paper. Father, I burned it for you. Only for you.
I think your father would approve. Now, at least, no one will have it. My mission is not a failure. Miss Spatoloff, that was a very brave, brave thing for you to do. An unselfish thing. To know you and to be your friend has been very, very pleasant.
You have just heard the world's greatest international secret agent in The Basiloff Paper. James Monk starred as Mr. Moto. The script was written and directed by Harry W. Junkin, produced by Carol Irwin. The cast included Bernard Grant, Connie Lemke, and Ross Martin. The music was transcribed. This is Fred Collins speaking, and here with a preview of next week's story is Mr. I. A. Moto.
Next week, the terrifying story of a man caught in a web of mania and fear. Famous Gleason case, in which a young American played the victim. And now, may the moon be your consort along the gentle river of sleep. May your dreams be blessed with beauty, charmed with enchantment.
That's it for the Relic Radio Show this week. You can find more from The Key, Mr. Moto, past episodes of this podcast, all the other shows, thousands of other old-time radio shows at relicradio.com. Our Shoutcast stream is streaming there as well, and you can donate through the website if you would like to help support this and all of the shows. Help keep it coming every week. Thanks to those who have helped out, and thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Tuesday with another episode of The Relic Radio Show.